This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
They are having a lot of fun with the starting lineup as the Staunton Lady Bulldogs are being introduced. They have little packets of candy that they're bringing over and throwing out into the crowd. No, I didn't get a packet. However, it looks like it's going to be a fun time here tonight as we look at the starting lineup for this contest between the Marquette Explorers at 20-9 and the Staunton Lady Bulldogs at 23-8. First for the Explorers of Coach Lee Green, they'll start a 5'7 freshman, Cameron Fondry, a 5'8 freshman, Abby Williams, a 5'8 sophomore, Kylie Kirchner, and a 5'8 senior, Peyton Connors, and the big gal in the middle who will also be up top, the 5'9 freshman, Adrena Snipes, averaging about 18 points a game. For the Lady Bulldogs, Savannah Bruins, a 5'4 senior, Rebecca Calderero, a 5'8 senior, Katie Massanelli, a 5'8 junior, Abby Davis, a 5'8 junior, and Abby Scanzoni, the big gal in the middle, 6'2 senior, averaging about 10-12 points a game. This one should be very interesting. Can the home team prevail, or will the higher seed prevail? Marquette comes in as a number 4 seed. Staunton comes in as the number 5 seed. So it should be a rather even match. We shall see. Staunton, although they're on their home court, they will be decked out in their red uniforms with the white trim and white numerals. The Marquette Explorers will be decked out in their white uniforms with the blue trim and the black and blue numbers. The Bulldogs will control the tip, and Bruin's going to bring it right down the lane, up, and it will not go in. She gets her own rebound, a putback second time, will not go. And there's Snipes with a rebound. She's going to head quickly down to the other end of the floor. She has a lot of quickness for a freshman. She likes to go to the basket. She drives in hard, goes up against Scanzoni. No whistle blown, so it'll be Staunton Bulldog on the block shot. Now the other way, Massanelli going inside to Scanzoni. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Williams of the Explorers. Lady Bulldogs will inbound in their, under their own basket. It'll be Abby Davis tossing it in. Pass is going to be deflected. Snipes comes away with it. She tries to go behind her back and loses the ball on her hip. She could have given it to her teammate. Instead, she tries to re-dribble, and as a result, she's going to be called for a double dribble. So with 7:22 to go here in the first quarter, more mistakes than points scored. Bruin brings the ball down, being guarded by Snipes, and Snipes hacks her as she goes up for the shot. Adrena, no doubt about that one. She got her money's worth out of it. Savannah Bruin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This could be a game decided in large part by fouls. Each team with a key player they must keep in the game. Snipes picks up her first foul. Bruin picks up the first point of the game. Savannah will get another, coming off a 25-point performance Monday night. She'll make that second one, and the Bulldogs have an early 2-0 lead. Snipes will bring the ball down on the dribble. Williams will be over on one wing. Now at the high post goes Kylie Kirchner. They'll go over on the right wing to Fondry. Fondry down in the corner gives it to Williams. Back up top to Snipes. He wanted a drive. Instead, they'll go pass it around the perimeter. Looking inside, not there. They'll go into the corner and dish it off to Williams. Katie will bring the ball back up top. They'll swing it around to Connors on to Snipes. Snipes will reset the offense as it looks like the Bulldogs coming out in a bit of a 2-3 zone defense. On the dribble, Fondry over to the far side. Now inside into the post. Shot is up and no good as that one was attempted by Abby Williams. Goes off of the Explorers. It'll be Bulldog ball, and now with 6:35 to go, Marquette putting on full court pressure. Bulldogs beat it, give the ball to Bruin. She'll spin to the lane, off the glass, rattles around, finally goes down. Savannah Bruin with 4 points, the Bulldogs with a 4-0 lead. Snipes brings the ball down, kicks it over on the left wing. She'll give it to Connors, Peyton Connors, with a little bit of concern whether or not she would actually start tonight. 3-point shots up, no good. Rebound attempt, and no good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll still be Marquette's ball. So they will inbound over in front of the Staunton bench down in the deep corner. It'll be Cameron Fondry tossing it in to Snipes. He'll come up between the circles and set the offense. With a high post, they'll have a wing on each side. Working on the low post is Abby Williams. Coming back to Snipes for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. Scanzoni fighting for the ball. She rips it away from a would-be explorer. And the Bulldogs take a long cross-court pass. Ill-advised. Going to be a turnover as Snipes is going to take it and take it in for the bucket. So the Bulldogs, with a unforced turnover, you might say, give the ball back. And Snipes, Adrina is her first name, gets the shot to drop. Now at the other end, it will be Rebecca Calderaro. Calderaro simply drives straight down the lane. And with 5:28 to go here in the first quarter, 6-2, Bulldogs with a lead, Marquette with a timeout. We'll be back after these messages on WFMI. Explorers inbound the ball following the timeout. They'll go inside. Kirshner tries to spin and shoot. Scanzoni swats that one out of the air. And the Bulldogs get the ball back. Bruin's going to drive, penetrate. She'll kick it off to Davis. 4-3. Bottom of the net. Abby Davis. Right in front of the Marquette bench over on the left side. A deep three makes it 9-2. Marquette has the ball. Staunton has the lead. Now Staunton has the ball as Calderillo picks her pocket and goes coast to coast. Rebecca with an easy two. So the second turnover of the game on the Explorers results in an easy layup for Rebecca Calderaro, and it's 11-2, the Bulldogs with an early lead. Up top it goes to Peyton Connors, over on the wing to Cameron Fondry. Fondry wants to drive in. She'll give the ball out to Williams. 80 shot up and good. They'll give her a long two, as that is Abby Williams, who made that basket. Abby Williams, a 5'8 freshman, gets the bucket. Now Bruin having trouble. She tosses the ball right into the hands of the Explorers. Their shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. The Bulldogs come away with it. So a turnover did not hurt. Now down to the other end. Scanzoni has the shot blocked. And this one rattles out. And quickly the Explorers want to go back the other way. Snipes trying to lead the attack. Gives off to Connors on the wing. Connors going inside low to Kirshner. Kirshner going to give it back up top to Snipes. Snipes will reset at the 3:40 mark. Bulldogs missed an excellent opportunity there as Scanzoni could not get the easy shot inside to go. And now the Explorers working, and a pass is deflected, goes right through the wicket for turnover number three. Marquette with 4 points on the board, three turnovers already. They will send a new kid in, and that'll be Kennedy Neal. Neal's a senior. Coming in, and she will be guarding Scanzoni. Trying to keep the pressure on, the Explorers cause another turnover. They go the other way. Shots up, no good. Put back, no good. But it's going to be a foul on the play, and Marquette, utilizing that quickness on defense, is giving the Bulldogs some problems. To go to the free throw line to shoot two will Abby Williams, but first of all, we'll have a timeout. 3:19 to go, first quarter. 11-4, Bulldogs with the lead. Back after these messages on WFMI. Following the timeout, Abby Williams misses her first free throw. Now a couple of substitutions coming into the game. Holly Bukowski coming into the lineup, as well as Haley Bandy for the Bulldogs, as Williams gets ready with her second free throw. It rattles off and will not go. Scanzoni fighting for the rebound. It goes loose, and now here comes Snipes away with it. The Explorers showing a little bit more quickness than the Bulldogs, and it's cost them a couple times getting those loose balls. Three-point shot no good, but the long rebound comes back to the Explorers. Abby Williams puts it back in. For Williams, 4 points, and now another turnover by the Bulldogs, and Snipes comes up with a bucket. Just like that, it's an 11-8 game, as the Bulldogs having all sorts of problems with this Explorer defense. Now another turnover. That will be five on the Bulldogs. And as they come back through, going to be a foul called against the red and white. This one will go against Rebecca Calderaro. That'll be her second team foul, against the Bulldogs. Back the other way, they'll go with the Explorer Snipes with the ball over on the right wing. She'll go left wing, long three-pointer shot, comes up short, fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul on the Explorers as they were trying to sandwich the Bulldogs, and I believe that foul's going to go against Williams. If so, that will be her first, team second. Long pass to Bruin. She has to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. She'll recover and bring it up top. First time that the Bulldogs been down to this end of the floor for a little while. A couple of bad turnovers against that pressure defense of the Explorers. Now a long pass going to be deflected by the Explorers as it was Kylie Kirchner who got a hand on it. Goes out of bounds right in front of the Staunton student section. And now Marquette wants a substitution as Jillian Nelson will replace Abby Williams in the Explorer lineup. Calderaro to inbound. She's looking. Scanzoni, she finds. Scanzoni has the ball taken away. Sixth turnover of the game. Quickly, Snipes goes the other way. Quickly, Snipes goes to the basket. 6 points for Adrina Snipes. And once again, the Bulldogs having trouble with that full court pressure. It was an 11-4 gate lead for the Explorer, or for the Bulldogs just a moment ago. Now it's 11-10. With the ball is Holly Bukowski. She's trying to drive into the lane, then pass it out to the wing, and it's going to be deflected by Cameron Pondry. It'll go out of bounds. And Holly Bukowski will trigger it in, or excuse me, Bruin will trigger it in to Bukowski with 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. Thought about a three, instead trying to pass it off. I mean, this Explorer defense is a quickness level that the Bulldogs have not seen much of this year. Bruin going to drive down the layup. Left side is good. Savannah Bruin decides, hey, maybe the way to beat the pressure is to pressure right down the lane. She goes down the left side, picks up her 6 point of the game, makes it 13-10. Now the other way, Nelson gives the ball off to Kirchner in the corner. Back up top to Snipes. Now over in the corner to Nelson. She'll fire a three. It comes up short. Bruin comes away with it. Bruin circles around trying to avoid the defense. Now she'll zig and zag down the floor. Snipes is on her all the way. To Calderaro in the corner for three. Comes up short. Deflected. Last cut by the Explorers. With 1:05 to go in the first quarter, Staunton will have the ball and the three-point lead. Bridget Long comes into the lineup, giving Abby Scanzoni a bit of a breather. As Calderaro will inbound, trying to get it inside, and it is a turnover as the Explorers anticipate the passing lane and steal the inbound pass. Seven turnovers on Staunton here in the first quarter, and they still lead by three. Cameron Fondry down in the corner to Snipes for three. Bottom of the net. Adrina deadly over on the right side, deep in the corner. Now a big-time double team. Fate gives the Bulldogs some more problems as they have the ball tied up as Haley Bandy got tied up with Snipes. The arrow will favor Staunton, so they'll get the ball in again. But I'm telling you, this Explorer defense is something else. Tied 13-13, they'll get the ball into Bruin. She faces a double team, tries to get the ball off to Calderaro, and it goes out of bounds. Savannah had the right idea. Get away from the double team by getting the ball back to the uncovered person. Calderaro, however, was not ready for the pass. Eight turnovers in the first quarter. Snipes for another three. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. It's up, and it's good. Kylie Kirchner got good position, and she worked for the rebound. And the putback was able to make it 15-13. Now Bruin the other way. Up and good inside for Savannah. Her 8 point ties us up at 15. As we head into the final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Fondry with the ball on the dribble. She's going to dish it off to Williams, who bumped one of the Bulldogs. Shots up and no good on the buzzer. One quarter in the book. Marquette 15, Staunton 15. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. We are tied 15-15 after one quarter. The Bulldogs opened up a comfortable, we thought, lead at 11-3. Then the Explorers turned it up defensively. Before the quarter was over, Staunton had 15 points, but they've also made eight turnovers. That has allowed Marquette to utilize that defense to get easy transition points. Each team with a three, we're tied 15-15. Marquette will get the ball to start the second quarter. It'll go over on the wing to Connors, back up top to Snipes. It seems like every rebound is coming down White. And now as we go for a rebound, there is a whistle, and I guess it was an inadvertent whistle because there's no call on the play. The Bulldogs get the ball, but what that allows, it allows the Explorers to set their defense up. Inbounds pass comes into Bruin. She has defenders left and right as they go to the basket. Going to be a foul called on the floor before the shot went up and in by Katie Massanelli. But instead, this will be personal foul number two against Abby Williams. So Williams with two fouls. As the Bulldogs will inbound, still tied 15-15. They'll go around to the wing and have the ball deflected. And now stolen away by the Explorers again. Once again, they're utilizing an outstanding defensive pressure. Even when the Bulldogs come out with a rebound, it's contested as they bring it down. Off to the corner, it'll go up top. Three-point shot, bottom of the net. Haley Bandy with her first points of the game. 18-15, Staunton with the lead. Hello to Willie, and here we go. Into the corner, 6:53 it is. In the first half, swinging it back around to Snipe up top. Now over on the wing, it'll go to Fondry. Fondry swings it around to the opposite side. Three-point attempt is up and short. Bulldogs had the ball, but had it go off their fingers and out of bounds. And once again, it'll go down as an offensive rebound for the Explorers. Long is going to have a seat. He has some good minutes in there. Gives Scanzoni a bit of a rest. Now Scanzoni is going to post up down low, guarding the low post, that is. They'll swing it over to Snipes over on the right wing. She's at the free throw line extended. She'll dribble it back up. 6:30 to go till halftime. 18-15, Staunton with the lead. Marquette with the ball. It's Abby Williams trying to make a drive. Now going to be a foul called against the Bulldogs, as this one is going to go against, I believe, Katie Massanelli. Massanelli will pick up her first. That'll be the third team foul against SHS. Knights with a three from the baseline will not go. There's Neal, who just simply bumped one of the Bulldogs out of the way, got the rebound. Now they're fighting again on a missed shot. The Bulldogs come away with it, but here comes the Explorers on the steal and the putback, and it's good. Cameron Fondry, what an outstanding play there, as she simply willed her way to that ball. Got the 10th turnover of the night on the Bulldogs, and now as they inbound it against the pressure, they will throw it away again. 11 miscues on SHS. Marquette capitalizing on that tough defense. Now they'll come back outside to Snipe. She'll drive into the lane. She'll try to shot. The shot won't go, but a foul going to be called on the Bulldogs. This one will go against Abby Scanzoni. Well, the report is that Snipes does not shy away from contact. She has no problem at all going into traffic. And they're going to say, was she shooting or was she not shooting? They will call the foul against Scanzoni, and they will say, yes, it was a shooting act. So Snipes, who already has 9 points, will get a couple of free throws at the 5:57 mark. First one's up. It rattles off. 18-17, Bulldogs with a one-point lead. Calderaro comes back into the lineup, and she'll replace Abby Davis as Adrena Snipes gets ready for her second free throw. It kicks off, but once again, here comes the quicker Explorers poking at the ball, but this time they poke it out of bounds. Just an entirely different level of quickness out here between these two teams, and the Explorers are really taking advantage of their quickness. Pass comes in to Bruin. She dribbles it into the corner, into a double team. Now she tries to get back down the middle of the floor. They'll lead it to Scanzoni. She has Explorers all over her, but Abby is able to put it up, get it to go down. Her first 2 points of the game makes it 20-17, Staunton. The Explorers come down and set up the offense against the zone defense by the Bulldogs. They'll go off to Snipes, swing it back around the other side to Fondry. Fondry into the corner to Nelson. Nelson back up top to Snipes. and swings it up top to Fondry. To the left side it'll go. It's Kirshner with the ball. Back up top for a three that rattles around, won't go down, fighting for the rebound. It's a jump ball. These Explorers really get after it. They are moving to the ball while the ball is in the air. And as a result, they're making it very difficult for the Bulldogs to get any rebound. They are very feisty, they are very quick, and they've got quick hands. Brune with the ball as we approach the five-minute mark. The Bulldogs with a three-point lead. Brune's shot will not go. Kirshner comes up with the rebound. She'll go off to Snipes. Snipes going to stop and pop in the elbow. It'll roll around, won't go down. They'll fight for it, and Neal will knock it out of bounds. Neal is not the tallest player on the floor, but she definitely takes up her space inside and is difficult to get around to get a rebound. Inbound pass comes in and Snipes deflects it. Almost got it. Almost got a foul. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Staunton ball. Those of you familiar with the Alton community know that Snipes is a basketball name from years and years and years. Pass is deflected. Calderaro comes up with it. Coach Green thought they had another steal. Already 11 turnovers on FHS. Going up for the shot. Foul going to be called. This one's going to go against Jillian Nelson, and Coach Green could not believe it. He sprinted from the end line up almost to the mid-court line, trying to let the official know, I vehemently disagree. Calderaro to shoot two. That foul will be called on Cameron Fondry. Fondry will pick up her first. It'll be the team's fourth. First free throw's up and good by Calderaro. She'll get another. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. The Staunton lead is 5-22-17. Nelson will inbound it to Snipes. She'll bring it up on a dribble. Bulldogs staying in that 2-3 zone. Explorers trying to overload to the left side. Up top to Nelson. Now to Snipes for three. Her shot will not go. Calderaro comes up with a rebound. She looks over the shoulder to see where the defensive pressure is coming from. Snipes is going with her step for step to get across midcourt and be called for a travel. That forced turnover brought to you by Adrena Snipes with an outstanding defensive effort. She utilized her quickness, made life very uncomfortable for Calderaro, who finally turns the ball over with a double dribble. 12 turnovers on Staunton in the first quarter and a half. 8 in the first 8 minutes, 4 in the next 4 minutes. You got it. They're averaging a turnover a minute. However, they lead 22-17. Long skip pass for Nelson. She won't take the pass. Try to kick it over, and it's going to be stolen away. Fourth turnover on Marquette. Now the Explorer is going to be called for a reach-in foul, as this one will go against Cameron Fondry, who will pick up her second. So Fondry has a couple. Williams has a couple. We'll have a substitution coming in. But first of all, the Explorers set up the defense. Bulldogs get the ball into Calderaro. Now to Davis. Out to Calderaro in the corner for three. Nope, will not go. Neal fighting for the rebound with Scanzoni. Scanzoni going to get called for the reach over. There was two gals battling for the rebound, both going up. Scanzoni got called for the foul. That will be her second. She will have a seat as Bridget Long will come in to replace her. Kennedy Neal does a good job of creating space and getting to rebounds, even though she's not what you call a leaper. Over on the left wing, it goes to Kirshner. Kirshner to Neal. Neal has the ball taken away by Calderaro. Calderaro almost loses the dribble. Now she gets it off to Brune. Brune's going to roll into double team. Shot won't go. There's Neal to come up with a rebound. She loses control of it, but Williams is able to pick it up. And Explorers go back the other way. 3:10 to go till halftime. 22-17, Staunton with the lead. Marquette with the ball. A three-point shot up. No good. Neal coming up with a rebound. Her putback's no good. Fighting for the rebound again. They're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. And I'm telling you, Kennedy Neal is not a jumper by any means, but she really knows how to work her size inside, get those offensive rebounds, and keep that ball alive. Now almost a steal as Kirchner almost lost it. Over on the swing, on the side, it goes to Snipes. Her shot's no good. Bulldogs come away with it. It's Brune as she comes down the floor. There are three, one, two, three Bulldogs all over her. She shoots the layup up. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be deflected. Last touch by the Explorers. Snipes, who was in on the block under the basket, chased the ball down on the sideline. It goes out of bounds off of her. The Explorers putting on that tough defense, and once again, a good defensive effort by Abby Williams. We're going to have a stoppage in play as the ball went down the steps. Abby's got to go back and retrieve it. It'll be Bulldog ball as Neal's going to get a very well-deserved rest, and Peyton Connors is going to come back in to replace her in the lineup. Connors a little bit under the weather. Coach Green said he had to make sure he got enough. Inbound pass is thrown directly to the Explorers. That was just an unforced error. Number 13, Snipes, 3 points, bottom of the net. Give her a dozen. Make this a two-point game. 22-20, Staunton with the lead. Another foul on the Explorers. They just keep applying the pressure, and when somebody gets a foul, they'll sit down and bring somebody else back in. Now it's going to be Haley Porter, another freshman in the lineup, and that's the thing when you look at this. Fondry's a freshman. Williams is a freshman. Snipes is a freshman. Three of the starters are freshmen to go along with one sophomore, Kirchner, and a senior, Connor. Then when they go to the bench, they go to more freshmen. Here it is, Haley Porter coming in. So they are a very young, but a very talented and a very quick basketball team. Davis to Calderero, who's going to try to drive baseline. She's going to be bumped there by Abby Williams. Abby trying to force the baseline, and she'll pick up personal foul number three. Three fouls on Abby Williams, the 5'8 junior, or excuse me, freshman. She will sit down, and she'll be replaced by senior Kennedy Neal in the lineup. Seven fouls on the Explorers. Calderero to the free throw line. She'll take a few dribbles, then eye it, then try it, then can't buy it as it rolls off the rim. Missed the front end of the one and one. Back the other way as we head to the two-minute mark. Snipes going to go down inside, and Davis going to get called for a reach-in. Snipes is just so quickly, like a sniper, I guess you could say, as that is team foul number five, I believe. Number six, excuse me. So there'll be no shots on this one. At the 2:07 mark, the Explorers will inbound, trying to get the ball in, looking for Neal. Now they'll finally kick it out to Kirchner outside. To Snipes for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Coming away with it is Haley Bandy. Into the corner to Calderero. She'll fire up a three. It's a little long and a little strong. Neal comes up with the rebound. She'll dish it off to Fondry. They'll head the other way. 105 seconds to go here in the first half. Very entertaining first half. Bulldogs with a two-point lead. Both teams have to be gassed at the pace at which we're playing. Up top, they'll go to Fondry. Now they'll swing it over to the far side to Haley Porter. Porter now gives it off to Kirchner. Back up top, Snipes. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll go back on the wing to Fondry. Now down in the corner, it goes to Kirchner, who'll bring it out on a dribble. Snipes going to find the lane. She'll go up and off the glass, and good. Didn't look like there was an opening there, but she made one. 5 1/4, 14 for the game. We're tied at 22. We were tied at 15 after one quarter. Calderero with the ball out between the circles as we hit the one-minute mark. 22-22. Winner gets Greenville tomorrow night. Dribbling down the side, Davis has her pocket pick. Again, a bad pass gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. Turnover each way. Calderero going to turn. She smacks into Neal. Both of them go down hard. Kennedy Neal going to pick up the foul. Shall I say she got her money's worth? Rebecca Calderero going to go to the free throw line. So she's going to shoot two. Coach Green is trying to get an explanation for that call. And I'm thinking, what explanation do you need? Calderero, after making her first two free throws, has missed two in a row. She's still setting on 6 points. We're still setting on a 22-22 tie. Rebecca going to eye the second one. She's going to try the second one. She's going to buy the second one. So the lead goes back to the Bulldogs by one as Kylie Donovan is going to replace Kennedy Neal in the lineup at the 47-second mark. 23-22, Staunton with the lead, Marquette with the ball. Snipes bring it down. Bulldogs have stayed in that zone defense, packing it in throughout the first half. Over on the wing it goes to Fondry. She goes to drive into the lane. Ball is loose. Explorers come away with it. They have come up with most of the 50-50 balls all night. Now Bruin takes it away. She'll drive down the left side. Up, and it's good. Savannah Bruin with her 10th point of the game. Sixth turnover of the game on the Explorers makes it 25-22. Back the other way, the Explorers, Kylie Kirchner, shot goes up. It goes awry, but she'll go to the free throw line. As there's a foul called on the play, I believe this will go against Bridget Long. Long will pick up her first. Kirchner to shoot two with 14 seconds to go. First free throw's up, but it's no good. 0-for-5 are the Explorers from the free throw line, and that's one of the main reasons why they still trail by three. Kirchner will get a second. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. Give Kylie Kirchner 3 points on the game. Bruin going to come down quickly with 9 seconds left. She'll fire off a three a little bit early. No good. Coming away with it and getting stolen. And now here goes Calderero. Up and good. On the buzzer. The takeaway by Calderero. She swings around to the right side of the basket. Gets the shot to drop. And at halftime, they'll head to the locker room as the Staunton Bulldogs will have a 27-23 lead over the Marquette Explorers. We'll be back after this one message on WFMI. We have picked up in the third quarter right where we left off in the first half at racehorse speed. The Explorers get the ball. They miss a shot. The Bulldogs go down. Had a foul in the middle of the back. Wasn't called. Come back. Snipes with a layup, 2 points for her. She has 16. It's a two-point ball game. Now with the ball, once again, it is the Bulldogs coming up with a rebound. Is Davis. Davis is being pushed, knocked to the floor. She looks over at the referee like, how could you not call that? As it was Kennedy Neal. Kennedy did it again. Not our Kennedy, but Kennedy Neal got away with one there. The Explorers set up their defense as down at the other end, shots up by Katie Massanelli. It won't go. And quickly, Abby Williams brings it back down the floor. She'll head over to the left side, give it off to Snipes. Snipes wants to drive through the middle. It's closed down, so she'll back it up and reset. She'll give it off to Williams. Williams over at the free throw line, extended on the left side. Up top, they'll swing it back around to the opposite side. Now with a screen, Fondry goes up for a three. It's long and strong. They'll get their own rebound, go to the floor. Foul going to be called against the Bulldogs on the floor. I believe this will go against Massanelli. Katie will pick up her first. And the Explorers will inbound, trailing by two. Comes in to Snipes. Put about a three on the baseline. Instead, she'll try to drive behind her back dribble. Almost lost control. She'll now swing it back up top. Over on the wing, it goes to Williams. She'll thought about a three. It's now a pushing foul. It's going to be called against Massanelli. And she's having trouble figuring out why it is when I get pushed, you're not making the call. But when I lay a hand on her, you get the call. She'll sit down with three fouls and be replaced by Haley Bandy in the Bulldog lineup. To Neal. Inbound comes over to Kirchner. Kirchner swings it back up top to Williams. Williams on the dribble. Going to swing it up top to Snipes between the circles. Inside 6 minutes would go. Williams thought about a three, wanted to drive, shuffled her feet, turnover number 8. 7 miscues in the first half for the Explorers, 14 in the first half for the Bulldogs. First turnover of the second half goes against the Explorers. Now a long pass into traffic. Coming up with it is Haley Bandy. She'll kick it back to Davis. Davis will bring it down with a spin dribble to the basket. She is clotheslined as she goes to the basket. Unbelievable. She got smacked. And I mean to tell you, she got hit hard. This will go against Abby Williams, and Abby's going to pick up her fourth. and she'll have to have a seat. To the free throw line, if Davis can stand, she does. She'll shoot two. She'll make the first and get another one. 4 points for Davis as Kylie Donovan replaces Williams in the lineup. Davis will get a second. It's good as well. She has 5 points. It's a 4-point lead for the Bulldogs. Kylie Donovan will bring the ball down. She'll go over on the wing, dishing it off to Fondry. Fondry goes back up top. Now they'll swing it over to Snipes. Snipes wants to drive. She's going through the middle. She'll fall all over the place. Nobody moved. They just stood there. She tripped over the standing object. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. They'll get it into Neal. Now off to Snipes. Snipes goes back into the corner. Shot there by Fondry. No, she'll pass it up and give it off. And the shot's up and no good. Ganzoni came down with a rebound. Whoa, what a foul there. They're going to call a blocking foul on Davis. As we said before the game, Snipes does not back away from contact, and she went driving into Davis. Davis looked like she was trying to stay set, and that's difficult to do when you know the Mack truck's coming after you. Snipes' free throw is up and good. Give Adrena 17 points on the game. Make to the three-point contest as Snipes will get a second one. It's up and it's good. 4 points in the quarter, 18 points in the game for Adrena Snipes. Pass comes into Scanzoni, and now she'll give it off to Davis. Davis going to spin and go down and have her pocket picked by Snipes. Such quick hands to the other end, and it's good. Snipes just lurked out there and waited. 15th turnover of the game on the Bulldogs. Makes it a 29-29 contest. Calderaro being guarded by Snipes out there once again. She'll give it off to Davis. Davis had her pocket picked just a moment ago. Now she'll go bounce pass to Bandy. Bandy to the hole. Going to be a forearm check on the floors on Bandy, and they're going to say before she got in shooting mode. This foul is going to go against Kylie Donovan. That will be her first. Inbound pass comes in to Scanzoni. She'll give it off to Davis for a long three. Bottom of the net. Abby Davis with a big three deep in the right corner. She has 5 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. 3 points shots up and no good. Scanzoni comes away with a rebound. She'll give it up to Bandy. Haley will bring the ball down, being guarded by Snipes. Snipes reaches in there, gets a hand on the ball. Gets away with it. She doesn't get the foul called. Now another pick as here comes the explorers once again. Snipes has the ball tapped. She'll go off the glass. No good. She falls to the ground. Going to be a foul called on the rebound. Are they going to get? I believe they are going to get the explorers for reaching over. This will be Cameron Fondry as Fondry is going to pick up her third. So she has three. Williams has four. Now coming into the ball game will be Jillian Nelson as Kennedy Neal will have a seat. 32-29, Bulldogs by three. Inbounds pass comes in to Brune. Brune being double-teamed on the sideline. She picks a dribble up. She's being hit by two different people. Official right there in front of her. He says no contact. Coach McBrain says, I need a timeout. 4:05 to go, third quarter. 32-29, somehow the Bulldogs are hanging on to a three-point lead. Back after this one message from WSMI. He who said basketball is a non-contact sport has not witnessed this kind of action. Calderaro to the free throw line to shoot two. Her first free throw is up. And it's good. She now has 10. Brune has 10 as well. Kennedy back in the game. Kennedy Neal, that is, not Kennedy Lynn. Second free throw is up. It's a little long, a little strong, and there's Neal coming up with the rebound. So Neal comes into the game, and as soon as she gets there, she gets a rebound. Three-pointer tipped up, no good. Rebound, no good, but Scanzoni going to get called for a foul. Abby's going to pick up her third. She didn't get positioned well enough, and when Kirchner got the rebound, her putback knocked out of the air by Scanzoni, but Abby's going to pick up her third. To the free throw line, Kylie Kirchner. She'll make her first, and that gives her 4 points. Scanzoni will have a seat as Bridget Long will replace her in the Bulldog lineup. Kirchner will eye the second one, try the second one. She can't buy the second one. As Fair is somehow or another getting the rebound was Kennedy Neal. However, the ball is then stolen away and then taken right back. A travel on the Explorers as she was trying to get out of traffic. So in the span of 5 seconds, we have 3 turnovers. End result is the Bulldogs maintain possession with a 3-point lead with 3:09 to go in the third quarter. It is hectic here tonight, to say the least. Holly Bukowski on the dribble. Gets a screen from Calderero. Now she'll try to dribble over the top, being guarded there by Kylie Kirchner. Back the other way, she'll go now pick up the dribble. Inside pass goes up too long. Her shot's up and off the glass, rolls around, won't go down. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Kylie Donovan of the Explorer. 2:48 showing on the third quarter clock. 33-30, Staunton with the lead. They will inbound. Calderero looking inbound, looking, finally gets it in to Bukowski. Bukowski trying to drive down the right side of the lane. She's caught in the lane, gives the ball off to Long. She'll stop and pop, throw it over everything, and coming away with the rebound is going to be Snipes. Snipes goes into the lane, cuts across, and then continues her dribble out to the other side. Then a pass out into the corner to Kylie Donovan. Didn't realize that the sideline was right there. Fourth turnover of the quarter, 11th miscue of the game for the Explorers. The Bulldogs have committed 17 turnovers, 3 here in the third quarter. Bulldogs will inbound in front of the Marquette bench with 2:30 to go. 33-30, they have trouble even getting the ball inbounds, but it does come in to Brune on a lob pass over the top of everybody. Savannah brings it down on a dribble. She wants to try to drive the lane. She'll go into the middle. Neal stops there. Brune runs right into her. No foul called either way. Away with the ball on the missed shot. Comes the Explorers. 3-point attempt up and good. Whoa! Talk about undercutting. The little gal went and stuck her hip. That was Haley Porter. She just drove her hip into the Bulldog trying to get the rebound. I'm sorry, folks, but no place for that in basketball. That's an undercut. It should be 15 yards. In any event, the Bulldogs will inbound. Neal comes up almost with a steal. It's tapped away, and now the ball is going to be picked out of the back pocket by Snipes. Snipes going to go coast to coast. She'll go right up against the defender, and the defender, Haley Bandy, is going to pick up the foul. Snipes not only goes to the basket, she attacks the basket. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. She'll shoot 2 more here. 16 points on the night at the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Snipes' first free throw is up. And it's good. She's now hit 3 in a row after missing her first 2. 21 points for the 5'9 freshman. Give her one more. Make it a 1-point game. Explorers falling over themselves, trying to double team. They're so intent. Now as Calderero tries to roll out of a double team, Snipes comes up from behind, pokes the ball out of bounds. 1:53 to go here in the third quarter. Inbound pass comes in to Bukowski. Bukowski has Brune in the corner. Instead, she'll go over to the other side to Bandy. Bandy wants to drive, go back door to Brune. She'll stop. She'll pass inside. Long shot's up. It won't go. Brune comes up with a rebound. She'll kick it outside. Shot's up and rolls around. For some reason, all of a sudden, there's a lid on the basket down at the far end. Now with 90 seconds to go, here comes Snipes with an opportunity to give the Explorers the lead. She'll give the ball off to Porter. Porter over on the wing will give it off to Fondry. Now they're going to hold it up. Coach Green says, let's slow things down. trailing by one. They want to work for a shot that'll give them the lead. Into the corner it goes to Kirshner. Three-point attempt by Fondry. Up off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. They're pushing with their bodies, not getting called for it. Now they're still pushing, and finally they get called. Put a saddle on them, will you? Put a saddle on them. I'll tell you what, this is some of the most aggressive defense I have ever seen, boys and girls. And you know my feeling always was, if they don't blow the whistle, it's not a foul. In any event, the Explorers do commit a foul. It'll go on Sipes, and that will be her second. And so the Bulldogs, with 50 seconds to go, they'll bring it in. Grun into the corner to Calderaro. Calderaro wants to roll against Snipes. She'll shoot up and over. No good. Neal comes away with a rebound. When Neal gets the rebound, nobody else is going to get it. She'll give it off to Snipes at the 30-second mark. Snipes will set up between the circles. They'll set up a 1-4, 4-low. Now they'll go double back, as with the ball will be Fondry. Fondry's going to go up top. Ooh, Grun almost had a steal. Instead, the Snipes in the corner for three. Bottom of the net. You could see that one coming. She rotated around. Now the double team with Grun. She's in big trouble. Gets it out to Calderaro. It is the Explorers who have the lead for one of the few times tonight. 35-33. Calderaro to the basket and good. Rebecca Calderaro, just before the buzzer sounds, ties this one up 35-35. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WFMI. Thank goodness for the break between the third and the fourth quarter. The announcer needed to catch his breath. 8 minutes on the clock. 35-35. Marquette comes out with a very tight pressure man-to-man defense as the Bulldogs will inbound. It'll come in to Brun. She's being guarded by Snipes. Snipes causes her to pick up a dribble, give it off to Calderaro. Calderaro being guarded by Fondry. She'll go down the left side of the lane, up against Neal. Shot rolls around, will go down. Now Neal fighting for the rebound, going to pick up only her second foul of the game. It was on the floor. It will be the 16th foul against... It'll be the 17th foul. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I have 7. So that'll send Bridget Long to the free throw line. She's looking for her first points of the night. Tied at 35. She'll buy it. She'll try it. Ooh, arching shot. Doesn't go. Fighting for the rebound. Who are they going to give this to? Got a substitution coming in, and I guess they're going to say that was out on Staunton. Coach McBrain is asking for an explanation. He thought it was on the other girl. It will be Marquette ball. So Scanzoni comes back into the lineup. She with 3 fouls. Massanelli with 3 as well. Over on the wing, it'll go to Porter. Back up top, they'll swing. She snipes, almost had her pocket picked by Calderaro. Now she'll drive into the lane and then swing out. And then a 3-point shot's up, off the iron, no good. Neal reaching for the rebound, knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog ball. Pass goes directly in to Snipes. She made it look like she wasn't there. And then knifed over into the passing lane. Just did an outstanding job of faking out the Bulldog. Turnover number 19. Inbound pass comes in to Snipe once again, and Snipe goes to the basket. Foul goes to the Bulldogs as Davis going to pick up her third. The Bulldogs not able to get set in time, and Snipes, who has 25 points, she is 4 for 6 from the free throw line, and she'll go shoot a couple more and see if she can break this 35-35 tie. Her free throws up, rattles around, finally goes down. 26 points for Adrena Snipes, who averages 18 a game. She'll get one more. The Explorers with a 1-point lead. Snipes ties the second, tries the second, and buys the second. So it's 37-35, and now the pass deflected and now stolen once again. 20 turnovers on the Bulldogs. Snipes has the ball picked away. That is the 12th turnover against the Explorers, as Snipes was going with reckless abandon to the basket. Now Calderero tips, goes into a double team, and Coach McBrain says, we need a timeout. As he takes a break, we will too. 6:48 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 37-35, Marquette with the lead. Bulldogs with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WFMI. Both teams have committed about the same number of fouls as turnovers they have created. The Explorers have committed 16 fouls. They have created 20 turnovers. Out of the timeout, Calderero goes down the lane on the left side, misses the layup. Snipes comes away with the ball. And they'll set things up. She'll swing it over on the wing to Haley Porter. That's the other thing I had mentioned earlier about this Marquette team. They are basically a freshman-oriented team. As a three-point shot goes up, and it's no good by Porter. Bulldogs come away with a rebound. When you go down the sideline, you can bet there's going to be a double team waiting for you as soon as you get to midcourt. Brune goes into traffic. She was sandwiched by three Explorers. Finally, the whistle comes up. Foul's going to be called. Brune's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul will be called against Kennedy Neal. That will be her third. Brune to the free throw line. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it. Comes up short. She has 10 points to her credit, but has not scored in the second half. Marquette by two with 6:05 to go. Second free throw's up, but it's good. Give Brune 11. Draw the Bulldogs back within one. 37-36. Marquette with the lead and the ball. Porter on a dribble. Going to swing it off on the wing, down low. Baseline jumper's up. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. Gansoni comes away with it. She has her pocket picked. No, they're going to say that Neal hit it but knocked it out of bounds. Now Porter will have a seat as Jillian Nelson will replace her. Freshman in, freshman out. Full court pressure by the Explorers. They'll get the ball in and back to Bandy. Bandy facing a double team. She gets the ball off to Brune. Brune loses it. Turnover number 21. This is a swarming defense, to say the least. It is very entertaining to watch these Explorers swarm all over the place. McKeskey down the lane. She has got a shot, but then decided not to. Now they're going to call it for travel. And he who hesitates is lost. 22nd turnover. In the lane like that, you may as well fire up a shot. Miraculously, however, the Explorers' lead is only one. Watch out now, though. Abby Williams, the human thief. I shouldn't say that. That's not very nice. But she could get a job as a pickpocket if she wanted to. She has those kind of quick hands. She re-enters the lineup. Miss Fondry will bring it down to a double-stack offense. Up top, oh, it was right there. Couldn't get it. Now goes back again to Snipes for three. Bottom of the net. That play is so predictable. She swings across on the backside. Now watch out from the backside. It was almost another steal. The lead is four. Out it goes to McKeskey. McKeskey to Brune for three. It rolls off the rim. No good. Gansoni reaches over the top. Gets called for the foul on Neal, who had position. Two big girls going for the ball. The foul is called. Foul on the rebound, and I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That will be seven fouls on the Bulldogs. Kennedy Neal will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Sometimes the aggressiveness pays off. There it did for Neal. It did not for Scanzoni. A lot of bumping been going on tonight. This time, Scanzoni gets called. Neal shoots the free throw. Up, will not go. Off in the corner it goes. Double team there. Open up in the middle. pass is going to be deflected and stolen. Once again, Explorers doing that thing defensively. 23 turnovers. Here goes Snipes down the lane. Up and good. Defensively slices and dices, and now almost a steal. Back the other way it goes Broom. She has the ball as the Bulldogs trail by six. Now a reach-in foul going to be called on Snipes. She puts her palm to the sky and says, "Who, me?" And the referee says, "Yes." And the majority of the crowd is applauding that she finally got caught. Oh, you gotta love it. Broom to the free throw line. First free throw's up and good. She has 12. The Bulldogs trail by 5. McCaskey will have a seat as Davis will replace her on the lineup. Broom will shoot the second shot. It's up. It's good. 13 points for Savannah Broom. 42-38. Explorers with a four-point lead. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Explorers with the ball. Snipes dribbling against this 2-3 zone. Into the corner it goes. Now down to the low post. They'll kick it back out top for a three. Nope. A little long. A little strong. Oh. Leon knocks the count down. Going for the rebound. No foul was called. No foul was committed if no foul was called. Enough said for that. Back over the other side. Snipes thought about a three. Instead, she'll bring the ball back up top and they'll reset. Into the corner, it will go to Kirchner. Kirchner holds the ball above her head. Coach Green says, "We'll take a timeout." 3:46 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Marquette, 42. Staunton, 38. Back after these three messages on WFMI. How tenacious has the Explorer defense been? The Bulldogs have but two field goals in the second half, a 2 and a 3. They have no field goals in the fourth quarter, but 3 free throws scoring for the Bulldogs in quarter number 4. That's the kind of defense that the Explorers have slapped on the Bulldogs tonight. Now as the Explorers bring the ball in, it's going to be a jump ball called on the floor, as has been the case so many times tonight. The call will go the Explorers' way because the arrow favors them. They will maintain possession at the 3:25 mark. Oh, another loose ball. Another smack. Two together. Now going up for the shot is Kirchner, and she's going to be fouled. That was no cheap foul, as Haley Bandy got back late, made sure her arms didn't go up in shooting mode. It'll be 2 free throws coming for Kylie Kirchner. First one is good. Each time she stepped to the free throw line tonight, she's been 1 for 2. She's made her first one here. Does that mean she'll miss the second one? If so, I'm betting on Kennedy Neal to get the rebound. Oh, she gets the foul instead. She was going for the ball. Carl Calderero got there. And Neal reached in and picked up foul number 4. She'll run down to the other end of the floor. Let's try it again. Calderero with 12 points. Going to shoot 2, as that was the 10th team foul on the Explorers. Free throws up, comes up short. Snipes goes in to get the rebound, not knowing it was a 2-shot foul. A big smile on her face. Better to be overly aggressive than not be aggressive at all. Calderero with her second one. It's good. 43-39. It's a 4-point game. The Bulldogs need some stops here with 3:15 to go, as they're going to put pressure on Snipes. Calderero's going to stay with her, and Calderero's going to get called for the foul. You can tell from the crowd noise that was not a popular call, to say the least. But you know me, I never argue with a referee. Snipes to the free throw line. She'll shoot the 1-and-1. It's up. It's good. It went clang, clang, boom, bang. Finally dropped through. 33 points for Snipes. And she's only a freshman. Make it 34. 45-39, a six-point lead for the Explorers. Shot rattles around and goes across the rim and will not go down, and the Bulldogs still looking for their first field goal of the fourth quarter. Inside 3 minutes we go. Explorers with the ball and a six-point lead. Snipes being guarded by Calderaro. He's going to dribble out there. Bruin's going to offer a bit of a double team. Snipes going to go right around, continue dribbling all over the place. Calderaro trying to stay with her. Not very good. Now she'll pick her pocket. Now she'll go coast to coast. She'll go up. Shot's no good. Bruin with a putback, and it is good. Savannah Bruin takes advantage of the 13th turnover by the Explorers and draws the Bulldogs within four. 45-41, 2:27 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WFMI. This game has combined for 36 turnovers and 35 fouls. It's a four-point game as the Explorers bring the ball down the floor. Snipes being guarded by Calderaro. Student body from Staunton has stood up, making it difficult for me to see the other end of the floor. Snipes with the ball. She's going to drive down the lane. Ooh, she almost drug her pivot foot. Got away with it. Now baseline drive going the other way. They'll give the ball off to Kirchner. She'll retrieve it in the corner. They'll go back and reset the offense. We go inside 2 minutes. Still a four-point lead for the Explorers. Explorers came in as the fourth seed in the tournament. Staunton the fifth. Snipes to the lane. A scoop shot. No good. A holding foul going to be called against the Bulldogs. This will go against Haley Bandy. It'll be her third, and it will send Adrina Snipes to the free throw line to shoot two. She has 9 points here in the fourth quarter. 34 points on the game. 100 seconds remain on the clock as Snipes missed the first free throw. Scanzoni comes into the game with the Bulldogs trailing by four, and Snipes getting ready and making her second free throw. That makes it a five-point game. Into Davis it comes. She has three Explorers all around her, and she carries the ball. Turnover number 24. Explorers with the ball once again. If they win, the Explorers will point directly to their defensive prowess tonight. It has been amazing. Snipes is going to drive at the 120 mark. Now she'll pull it back out, being guarded by Calderaro. Kind of a diamond in one defense. Now Calderaro is going to be called for the foul. Rebecca reaching in, trying to get the ball. Instead, picks up her third foul. Back to the free throw line. Adrina Snipes. Two more. He missed the first one. She's 10 for 14 from the free throw line tonight. She'll get another one. Both teams in the double bonus. Second one's no good. Chasing down for the ball. Going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Snipes. The shooter chased the ball down over on the sideline. That's the kind of quickness she has. Davis to inbound. Hard to tell if you're watching the ball, but there's one Explorer here who's got a hand on the gal's hip, and she's not letting her move one way. You can only go one way. That's why they're having so much trouble getting the ball in. They'll get the ball into Davis. Davis being guarded by Fondry down to the other end. Double team in the corner. Smack it. They'll throw the ball away. It'll go back over into the backcourt and be an over and back call. That will be the 25th turnover on the Bulldogs tonight. 1:02 showing on the fourth quarter clock. The Explorers with a 46-41 lead. Bukowski replaces Davis in the Bulldog lineup. The Explorers will inbound at midcourt. They'll get the ball into Snipes in the background, in the backcourt. She will come around through the double team and right on down the lane she goes. Reach-in foul going to be called on Bandy. Haley will pick up her fourth. You guessed it. Snipes back to the free throw line once again. She'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. She will get another. She'll eye it again, try it again, and buy it again. 7 for 10 free throws here in the fourth quarter. And Abby Williams almost comes up with yet another steal. Bulldogs having trouble getting the ball inbounds, trailing by 7. Brune wants to go deep. Now they'll throw it deep, but Snipes is there to take it away. 26 turnover on the Bulldogs. Snipes is now going to dribble for a while until Calderero fouls her on Rebecca. That'll be her fourth, sending Snipes back to the line. She will shoot 2. And the first one's up, catches back iron, comes off. 48-41. Marquette with a 7-point lead. Snipes with her second free throw. 48 seconds left. Second free throw is good. Tied at 15 after 1. Staunton had a 27-23 lead at halftime. Inbounds pass to Scanzoni is deflected. Goes out of bounds. It will be Marquette ball. We were tied at 35 after 3. A 14-6 difference in quarter number 4 has given Marquette the lead. They have the ball. We're down to 40 seconds. Snipes is just dribbling around out there, being guarded by Calderero, who will pick up her 5th foul. Calderero, perhaps her final game as a Bulldog, will have a seat with 13 points to her credit. Abby Davis will replace her in the Bulldog lineup as that gal Snipes will go back to the free throw line to shoot 2 more. First one's up, and it's good. This will be her 14th free throw of the quarter, her 20th free throw of the game. And she makes it. It's a 10-point game, and the Explorers still keep that defense on, still putting that pressure on, and Abby Williams knocks that one out of bounds. I've been impressed with many parts of this Explorer team, not the least of which is Abby Williams, and just as I say that, she crashes to the floor. She gets up, shakes it off, and says, I'm okay. I'm thankful for that. The foul will go against Savannah Brune. That will be her second. And someone other than Snipes will go to the free throw line. Abby Williams with 4 points to shoot 2. First one rattles around and won't go down. She'll get another one with 34 seconds to go. It would appear that the Explorers have a date with Greenville tomorrow night. Free throws up, no good, but the rebound put back is no good. Up with the steal, it Snipes, is no good. Neal with the ball, up and it's good. Kennedy Neal with her first points of the game, but what a game she has played. Now the other way, Davis going down in the corner, and it's going to be out of bounds. Ball turned over by the Bulldogs. With 15 seconds to go, Snipes is going to walk the ball down the floor, and the Explorers are going to head back to Alton with a 53-41 victory over the Staunton Bulldogs. Snipes hands the ball to the official as the final horn sounds, and our final is Marquette 53, Staunton 41. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI. Our final score of game number 2 from the Staunton Regional tonight, Marquette 53, Staunton 41. It was a game that saw both teams tied after one quarter, 15-15. Even though the Bulldogs committed 8 turnovers. Little did we know there was more to come. They had 14 turnovers at a halftime, and then they finished the night with 28 turnovers. So 14 turnovers in the first half, 14 turnovers in the second half. The Marquette defense caused those turnovers and led the Explorers to victory. They were led in scoring by Adrena Snipes. Snipes had 9 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the second quarter. She went into the locker room with 14 points at halftime. Little did we know there was much more to come. She opened it up for 11 points in the third quarter and had 25 points going into the fourth quarter. We were tied 35-35. She took the game into her own hands and scored 15, that's right, 15 points in the fourth quarter, including 10 for 14. Adrena Snipes finishes the night with 40 points. The Staunton Bulldogs as a team finished the night with 41. Does that give you any idea of how Adrena Snipes dominated this ball game? Other scoring for the Explorers, Kylie Kirchner with 5, Abby Williams with 4, Cameron Fondre with 2, and Kennedy Neal with 2. But it was the 40 points from Snipes, which was by far and away the difference. And get this, folks, she's only a freshman. Quarters of 15, 8, 12, and 18. The Explorers were 17 for 30 from the free throw line. They committed 14 turnovers, but they pick up their 21st victory of the season. And with that win, they will get a date tomorrow night against the Greenville Comets in the championship game of the Staunton Regional. For the Staunton Lady Bulldogs, who bow out with a season record of 23-9, 23 wins, the most in the history of the school, but tonight was not to be for the Bulldogs. Savannah Brune, with 15 points, led the way. Rebecca Calderero, with 13 points, was also in double figures. Then it was 8 points for Abby Davis, 3 points for Haley Bandy, and 2 points for Abby Scanzoni. Quarters of 15, 12, 8, and 6. The Bulldogs had but one field goal in that fourth quarter, thanks to the smothering defense of the Explorers. For the game, the Bulldogs were 12 for 18 from the free throw line, and as we said, they committed 28 turnovers on the night. And so the Bulldog season ends at 23-9. Our broadcasting season, however, does not end, because tomorrow night we'll be back over at Pinesaw Southwestern for the championship game of the Southwestern 2A Regional, which will pit Hillsboro against the host team, the Southwestern Pinesaw Birds. Tip-off scheduled to be at 7 o'clock. At this time, we want to take an opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Staunton for their hospitality all week long. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors, who without them, we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games as well as the other sporting events. So we ask that you please patronize these sponsors that you heard listed on our commercials tonight. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Tom Williams for producing tonight's game. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. One final time from Staunton High School, where our final score is Marquette, 53, Staunton, 41. This is Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.